Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of Millennial Milk with your favorite sister friends, Ashley and Tiffany.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Today is Sunday, and I think this is the first Sunday that I've actually Sundayed. Like, does that make sense?
What did you do today?
I took a nap, but like, that seems foreign. I don't remember the last Sunday I've taken a nap. Really does. And it just felt great. Really great. I mean, what did I do? I did something else too. Went to Five Guys, I think. Well, yeah, and Target. But it was real quick. Other than that, I didn't do nothing. And I was so happy to do that.
How was your day? I am jealous of the Five Guys because if you know me, then you know that I love a good cheeseburger. And yes, Five Guys right. is like the best cheeseburger. So I'm jealous. But my day was good. We went to church today and I came home and actually cooked a Sunday dinner. I haven't cooked Sunday dinner in like probably the beginning of the year. Like, we just been having stuff going on like every weekend. And so, like, I'm lying. I made a pot roast a couple weekends ago, but like, I usually cook Sunday dinner every Sunday and I haven't been on it. So I made some baked barbecue chicken and some homemade cheese, yams, some greens, and cornbread. The kids literally said nothing the whole time they were at the table. Kim got down when he was finished. He said, "You're the best mommy ever. That mac and cheese was great, mom."
Period. Okay, thank you, son.
Yes.
Okay, period. Yeah, did we cook? No, nobody cooked. Because I was full at the Five Guys, and I got the little burger. I didn't even get the actual burger.
Oh, yeah, I never get the big one. I always get the little one. It's more than enough.
And we had some fries. I barely ate that. After that, I had the itis. I took a nap. I scheduled my little hour nap, and then I woke up, and then I got ready. But, nice. Yeah, I didn't, like, yesterday was the longest day of my life.
What did you do yesterday?
I had to get up, get my hair done. And that usually, since I didn't have to get a color, I was out for, like, an hour nap. But it's like my day just kept going. Like, I had to fight with the people at Ross to get my office chair. Because I've been going there for 3 weekends in a row and the chair's been trash. But I be like, when I be walking in, I be seeing grandmas walk out with really nice chairs. So it's like, okay, like, what is the problem? So let me try a different method. So I went in there at 11 a.m. like somebody's grandma for real and got my office chair. So I'm sitting in it now. But
the early bird gets the worm.
Obviously there. But the struggle wasn't by myself. So me trying to get it in the car, then this Ross don't like to take the cart outside, which makes it dumb. So I'm sitting
the whole time. Oh, they got the little stick things on it that don't come out the door. Yeah.
So the whole time, I'm in there trying to pour them in half, like, I'm going to get it to the car. Your dumb ass didn't park by the door.
That'd be me calculating stuff in my head before it actually happens.
I was like, yeah. Because I just knew I was going to find a chair, so I did not park by the door. So I look dumb as hell, pushing that shit down the parking lot, which I did with no problem. I put all my shit in the chair and I pushed it down the parking lot. But then after that, I got home. We took Kyle's ice cream because the place we went to, which is Black owned, super cool. We wanted to go there Friday night, but I forgot it was Friday night. I forgot, like, Richmond halfway open still. And it's like in the middle of the bars.
So was it soft serve ice cream or was it like hand scoop ice cream?
It's hand scoop. Yay. It was very, we have to take the kids back. Like, Kyler, I had to tell Kyler, baby, you don't get paid to be a greeter here. Stop speaking to everybody that walk up in here because you hype. And you want them to be hype because you hype. That's what we're
you
not.
You know, the kids are lacking human interaction, okay?
He was like, oh, yeah. Superman, my cup, my cone, his birthday cake. What you get? Stop yelling at everybody. Then these two girls come in there. Like, it was obvious they was on a girls' day, and this just came on their track of where they was going. So they just stopped in. They walk in. He goes, "Kyle, they twins. Look at them. They look just alike. They got the same clothes on. Y'all, they were twins. So they were two different women. I mean, their coats were similar. I mean, if you really think about the concept of what a twin is, he was right. But." They obviously were uncomfortable because they didn't eat in there. They ate in their cars. So yeah, yesterday was busy. Like, we ended up having like a impromptu girls night at Mexican. Was really, really good. So got me a little margarita that I felt like was a little more than a margarita, but it's okay. I drank all of it, every last frozen piece.
This is a little bit off subject, and for you all who are not watching and are listening, my girls' chichis are sitting up really nice today. Like, they look extra forward. Like,
girl, my good bra, and the straps is looking sliding down, which y'all wouldn't know that, but. Thank you. You know, I'm trying to do some. I don't know what it is. Like, they haven't really been working because I have milk in them. I don't know. I ain't a milk in hand now, chat, because this is full to the brim. What it was. When I was going through that, I would know they would get hard and all of that. We ain't got that going on. It's, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to lose weight, so it's probably where it's going. Let's just cross our fingers. But so yeah, yesterday was just long as shit.
It must be something in the air, because like I've been in the mood to like decorate and stuff too. So like, I don't know if we talked about this on the pod last season or not, but you remember when my kids like drew all over their fucking walls?
You know what helped me? What you did is how I got tile shit off the wall the other day. So yes, I remember.
But you know, like they did it again after the initial time, and like when I scrubbed in that time, like some of the paint came off. So I need to like repaint, and like. I've been noticing in my room, like, their little handprints on my wall from, like, when they put oil on and then just touch it. So I'm like, I'm going to just buy some paint, like, as soon as the weather breaks and send the kids either to my dad's or to my mom's and literally paint my whole house. Like, I like painting. So why not paint my whole fucking house?
Well, that sounds like a good little day. Get some wine. Get you a little tray. We got tarp shit first. But then tray everything. And be in every room drinking, but no, I don't get too drunk. Because then you be missing shit and be all over where you're not supposed to be. But
I mean, but most of the rooms just need like a little, you know, just one over. The kids, Cam's room, because they're separating it. Cam's room needs like, yeah, I'm going to have to do his first before the wine kick in, because no.
If y'all are watching on YouTube, y'all probably saw that news, man. But. Anyway, but I had to do what I had to do because allergy season is approaching.
Child.
But yeah, oh my God, I feel like a child. Oh Lord, this is nasty. Anyhow, so what has been going on with you? Like, what has been going on?
Girl, just... So after episode one was released, I received a little bit of backlash.
A little. She's low-key being very... modest. It was a lot. And if y'all watching on YouTube, yes, somebody using hand sanitizer, don't fuck come make. Continue.
Yeah, the Ghoster one. Oh, he felt the way about the new nickname.
I've got backlash too, apparently. Go ahead.
For two, he felt a way about like me wanting like to date. And I'm like, but we're just friends. So we had some words, and then he apologized, and you know, was like he understands, and he said he's not gonna listen any longer until he's no longer considered the ghoster.
But if you don't, okay.
So like, until like, I guess his status is upgraded, he's no longer gonna listen.
How's gonna be upgraded? All right.
And so I said, you know what? I respect that, because that is a boundary that you have to set to protect your peace.
I was going to say, go look at him. Look at him and his boundary. Whoa. After he had a fit. But,
yeah. All right. the whole dating app thing, I'm not really feeling it. I'm probably not going to pay for another month.
I was going to ask about the next in correlation with this. So thanks for telling
me. Oh, you say what?
I was going to ask about that. So thanks for telling me.
Yeah, like, and I saw like a little meme about this the other day, but like, you can't have in your little profile or whatever that you want a woman who can, you know, carry conversation, and you can't carry a fucking conversation. Like, you ask me a question, I'm going to give an elaborate answer. And all you say back is, oh, no follow-up question. You, like, just, oh.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. That's irritating. You know how I feel about that. Don't get me started on that. So, yeah.
I can't stand somebody.
First of all, we talk too damn much. Her and I both. So, if you can't talk, you just automatically out.
I don't talk a lot. So the fact, like, when I do talk, like, I want you to converse back.
What the fuck, like, I'm saying? Like, give me some intel. What the hell? I'm not talking to myself.
Gosh. So, yeah. But, yeah. I might give it one more month. I might give it one more. Might do a couple more sparks to it, right? And then, like, I might do one more month.
Well, I got backlash, too. It wasn't backlash. It was more of, like, let me be a spy kid. Very great example. Asking me very strategic questions about things that I've said very clearly up here on air. But it's okay. I was really nice about it. I hope you're listening.
Wait. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I got messages from them too. Like,
and I was really clear the first time. So I didn't really require those questions. I didn't really require those questions, but whatever. But yeah, besides all of that, if you've been watching the news, you've been seeing us, it's snowing every fucking way. We were not strangers to it. I don't know what's going on with my child in the background, but he's alive and he's well.
We're moms, so yeah, boom.
But yeah, so it was snowing really, really bad. Tiffany had like flicker power. I had like lost power. And with a kid, and on Valentine's Day. Okay, like that ain't cool.
Yeah, so I want to say that I was very disappointed by the storm because I like snow and I like the whole wintery, and I got this much snow, like,
no,
that much snow. And then, like, the ice came and washed all the snow away. So, like, my kids didn't get to really build a snowman this year. So I'm really upset. Like, I was expecting, like, the 5 to 6 inches. We could have built, like, a big-ass snowman and filled across the street, but no, it didn't happen. But my girl Ashley... Yeah, like she said, I had flicker power. She was out.
Okay, let me say all that. Let's got real quick little synopsis, okay? So, whole time did I take another nap? I did. So, this is my second nap of the year today. So, that day, I took a nap. And so, I woke up. I'm real, like, back in the day, I took a nap anytime. But now, mom, you know, I be scheduling my nap. It really sucks. But, you know, so I scheduled my little nap.
Setting the alarms to make sure you wake up on time and everything. You have to.
I remember a time where I just was sleep during I fucking felt like it. But anyway, so take my little nap, wake up. I think we were talking about what we was gonna watch. No, so that day I had been watching Prime all day. I haven't watched Trap Queens on BET Plus, and I was really like coming downstairs to kind of let everybody know what I had watched. And then I'm like, look, we should finish. I've got 2 episodes. What episode and a half? We can all watch together. It's a great show. You know, it's everything I like. Pretty women, cute clothes, Scarface's activity. It's perfect. So, and they black. So we watch it, whatever. All types of shit, okay? People be killing people up there. People be stealing. I think the episode I was watching was the lady that was like the big time booster. Like she was stealing clothes from like Nordstrom's, Mark Girl. Gucci, she was still close everywhere. Hey, my girl was big time. Okay, anyway, so real good episode. We didn't fuck the power cut off, right? So we all sitting out here watching it, and then it's like it's so TV. Like all you heard was meow, and then you saw this big ass blue fucking light, like glare. I said, "Oh God!" Kyler and I both was like, he ran to me, I ran to him. Like,
beginning of the purge.
So, Rob got him, what the fuck is that? So, funny thing, everybody on my street ran out, okay? It was like a little posse in the middle of the road, like, yo, what the purge? Literally, I think we all thought it was about to be a purge. And it was like, this is not the time, we're about to band together and fix this right now. So, go outside, and from my patio, I couldn't see shit. Like, from my patio windows, I couldn't see nothing. So, when Rob went out, I'm like, you go, you the man, go outside. And that's the side of the way I go. So, everybody's literally standing where all the streets, like the two streets meet in the center, looking at shit. So I'm like, what in the Armageddon? So they go outside and the tree, so the ice was so bad that the biggest tree at the end of my street fell. But I'm thinking it's like a little branch or two, like a thick ass branch. No, the whole fucking tree fell from the trunk and it was in the middle of the rug. So when it fell, it took the power pole, not the power line, the pole. It's a little,
I was hyped for the snow. I had to like have a talk with my kids prior to the storm, like listen, the lights might go out, but if they go out, don't scream. Mommy has candles ready for each of your rooms. I just need you to stay calm. So yeah, we had a whole prep talk and didn't even need to do shit.
So last time when it snowed the first time, because this was like what, third or fourth time for, when it snowed the first time, it didn't happen, which I thought it did. So I had that conversation then. So we ended up going outside using the sled and everything. This time, didn't have a conversation. And I, not only does it go out, it's a whole moment outside that I could not explain because I was low-key scared too. Like, what the hell is going on? Then I get on the phone with a power company. I'm like, you got to estimate time so I can auto plan my day. No, it's like millions of people. So then I go to the outage map, and the outage map is red. So I just lost all hope because I was like, I mean, I don't want to sound selfish, but damn. Where the fuck is y'all?
So in the country where I'm from, there are people who still don't have power.
It's crazy.
They are telling them they won't have power until the first week of March. Now, I will say they are not Dominion customers. They are Southside Electric customers. Dominion is pretty, you know, pretty on it, even in the country. But Southside Electric, they're literally telling them it'll be the first week in March before they have power back on.
Yes, it's not snowing, but like if Texas did not show people anything, our power is more of a necessity than we ever thought. Because it contributes to so many other things. So how dare they? Like, that's ridiculous. Yeah. So again, even though we were snowed in, you know, I lost power, I still was humbled because I was talking to my sister, my old sister, her, my cousin, she's in training too in Texas, but she's on a base, so they're prepared for any event. But my sister was telling me, her and my brother, that they was just like, it's a shit show. Like, we got power, but we had water and gas. Like, my brother's pipes burst in his apartment complex because of the cold. It's already frozen.
I've been seeing all the TikToks and it's horrible.
It's very horrible. It just, like, her and I both said, we were talking about, like, it's very humbling to be mad, like, the fact that we're literally like, thank God I got my power on. People whole have lost their places. Are sitting in their bedroom and the ceiling is, like, basically falling in. Yes, very humbling. All of the Prairieville people, I'm happy that a lot of people are like finally creating things to give to them and to assist. I just have some statements on that. I'm not going to go there. It's kind of controversial, so I'll put you on the stage anyway. So what? I got to stop watching The Shade Room. Too much.
So speaking of The Shade Room, like today's episode is low-key like TMZ Shade Room-ish.
That's why I have this energy, y'all, because this is like really tapping into me, like fully working for The Shade Room, which I have considered so many times.
And before, like, we get really into it, I just want to like say that I've been watching Being Mary Jane, and so some of my aggression, if any aggression comes out, it's just from watching that. Okay, I just want to just put that in the forefront. Okay.
Oh yeah, and I got her trying to catch up on her Married at First Sight. If y'all are watching it, currently, like,
girl,
yeah. But it's all kind of really time
for that. But okay, so I woke up. It was probably like Tuesday or Wednesday, and doing my morning scroll through Facebook and Instagram and stuff, and like people are really going in on Russell Wilson and this GQ interview that they did where he says something to the effect like, you know, his greatest fear is losing Sierra, and like. The internet went crazy, like, you know, basically clowning him for once again publicly showing how head over heels he is for her. And so it kind of got, you know, basically because she's a baby mama of
and
dating up. So it got me like, is dating up really a big deal? So I'm going to kind of break down what dating up is, our thoughts and feelings on it. And yeah. So. What do you consider dating up?
So I think it's more of like you just want better for yourself. Like you taking trial and error. So for instance, you compile all the bad shit that's happened some people really had those moments with themselves. Like, you leave a bad relationship, it's like bad relationship 17 or whatever, and you're like, and I'd say 17, but like, you done dated what this relationship really took the fucking cake. And you take that time and you're like, let me figure out what I really want. Like, let's get this really set in stone so I can have my deal breakers. And I think this is what she did. Like, I feel like, I mean, he annoys me. I think he's very corny. I really don't see sex appeal in him. That's just me. I do like a little rough around the edges. That's probably part of it. But I would tell you, I would have dealt with you today. It's just me. But that's why I like that conversation. I am a little toxic. But he's really corny to me. But that doesn't take away from his love. So I think people go in on him because he's so corny. Like, I feel like if he was like a little bit more like, they wouldn't. Like a little bit more gangster, like, and maybe he is, we just don't see that, okay? So I think when he say shit, we eat him up for one, because it's like, okay, nigga, we know. But then it's like, okay, nigga, we know. Like, come on, like, can you say something a little masculine? And masculinity does not define your emotions, but it's just like, he just doesn't give people what they want. And that's why he gets tore up out the frame. And I don't think he cares because he's rich, but that is why.
Because does he owe it to anyone to be what they want him to be? No.
He doesn't. And he does it very well. But.
I agree with the definition of dating up. Like, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, financial or, you know, it could really just mean a better person. Like, this whole topic, like, really grabbed me because, you know, I'm currently dating, and all the people that I have been introduced to or, you know, started talking to would be considered leveled up. Like, right, none of them have felonies. So, like, even if they were broke, they get it. Anyway, so I'm a baby mama, and my baby daddy is a felon. Like, so with any, so basically it got me to thinking, if I were to get with a man who was that open about how he felt about me, would he be considered a lame nigga like Russell Wilson is? Because
he's a simp. He's a rich simp, but he's a simp. Like, I love the affection. Don't get me wrong. I love a black man that is like, telling me he all about me, he all for me, he want to be with me, but it's like a level, okay? And I feel like he overcaps. Like, when the cap is there, he just keeps going. So the shit be overflowing. Like, you ever seen like a teapot? It just be going.
But what if he really feels like that?
I get that, but leave some to the imagination. Damn, we know y'all are married, y'all just had a baby and everything. God, like, nobody is saying you cannot love her and cannot profess that. No, but Jesus, we all, like, because no one's that perfect. I don't give a fuck. If you've been watching Married at First Sight, that is like answered all of the questions on that.
Girl.
So no one is perfect. So it's just like, okay, well, like, chill the fuck out. That's why Future be laughing at him now. Even me, no better, but he be laughing every time he did it. Because I know I would. Okay. So.
Have you ever dated up?
Yeah, I'll be trying.
Let me try.
Is it always successful? Not always. So I can say that without telling on myself. I got really tough right now. Because I get text messages all the time. So when I started dating Rob, I had kind of like started dating him. He was trying to get with me and stuff like that, but it was like a lot of things that he was doing that the guy at the time was not doing. Mm-hmm. So being like intentional, being clear and precise and like what you want, being upfront, okay. Just simply like all around the board, being honest and being, what's the word? Like Russell, but not simpish. So being very clear that you like me, that you don't give a fuck, but not like weirding me out with it, like obsessive, compulsive, like no, but just being affectionate. So, and then it was like for me, my every time I've honestly dated up, it's been more of a dating up for like emotional things, not dating up. I don't even think I'm honest. I've never really cared about the money thing, but you just can't be fucking broke. But have I ever like I like? But have I ever been in a situation where like that's like what drew me to you? Nah, because at the time, the niggas would be getting locked up anyway. So. But the dating up is usually like been like emotional thing. So yeah, I've done it a few times. It works if everybody being honest. Now I have a situation where I thought I was going into it, and that was the case. They were lying. And that's how I am where I am today. So yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, I think it's levels.
Okay. So the next question I wanted to ask, I'm going to save it because I think that would kind of be a segue into the next topic. I should have moved it, but I just read it and thought of it.
All right.
So why do you think that other people have so much to say when a person decides to date up? Like, why are we so opinionated about other people's decisions to basically choose better for themselves?
People read too much of the shit. So, like, I think it can be very, like, so for a female, if she's getting with somebody that's better than the last nigga, well, I'm saying niggas, it's not everybody, but anyway, niggas, they gonna be taking it that, depending on their prior situation, it can be reviewed or viewed as a gold digger. Okay. You're looking for a come up. So I think that's how people get really attacked when they do stuff like that, because it can be viewed wrong. I think when it's a male, it could be the same thing. You want a sugar mama. So, or it could, but
or not, a trophy wife.
Yeah. And I think people aren't really that in tune with their intentions. A lot of people are not intentional. They just do.
Yeah.
And you do have to be that way when you're dating. Like, especially for those who have children. Like, for her, people do. Yes, it's funny to joke. Because everyone, you know, features a nice rapper. Everybody just thinks he's so cool. I mean, I am one of them. But people do forget she has a kid. At the end of the day, she's a woman with a child that her and the father did not work out. And she does have to be very mindful and intentional whoever she brings in his presence. So,
yeah,
I think people just read it too. Who he is and how corny he is, and I can attest that I do it sometimes, but she is doing right.
And then we forget that, especially in their situation, she says that he's literally the type of man that she prayed for. So at the end of the day, it's what she wants.
Right. So I think people just talk shit because they see it from the human eye. It's like, okay, babe, like if you like if he was too much for you, why would you have a kid with him? Or for men who do it, like for instance, Michael B. Jordan. For men, he's dating Lori Harvey, but now people are trying to say it's a stunt. Like he had a movie coming out, he got shit coming out, he's got people calling him gay. What? It just, or he's tired of people joking to date white women. No, it's just a matter of he think they, who knows how many times they crossed to the pair. Like who's, if somebody set them up and it just was like raw time and it's the final time they both were able to date each other and it's working. But people see her as like this woman who knows what she wants and dates what she wants. So once for him to get with her,
backlash about her dating choices. So like, it's literally what I got out of it is that people have, there are two types of people. They're the people who are jealous of your situation.
Yes.
And then there are people who just refuse to see anybody else happy.
Yeah,
they're gonna find the negative. They have to find something negative in it, and then the other hand, they're jealous that they weren't able to level up themselves or to get out of a bad situation into a better situation themselves. That's what I gathered from all the comments and everything when I was reading through it. Like, it's jealousy and hate. Like,
because at the end of the day, they show us what they want to show us. So yes, I'm pretty fucking confident in Argy. I'm pretty confident Russell does some shit that drives her up the goddamn wall. And I'm sure he be tired of her popping her butt every goddamn way sometimes. Like, I'm sure he's tired of her dancing all around the place. Like, I'm pretty confident there's things that get on each other's nerves. Like, I hate when he switched that fucking head back. So I'm pretty confident she might hate that shit too. But Are they going to come out and publicly tell the world the things they hate about your club and what they argue about and what they don't like? Somebody's fucking doing that. But it's like people don't be comfortable with supporting a relationship unless they see all of it. And no one fucking owes you that.
No one.
So you don't owe anyone that. I think that's a lot of what it is. Like they, and people, we can say the stuff we want to say. We have our favorite celebrities. We have our idea of who they would look great with. So if that doesn't happen, we'd be pissed. Like, we'd be too involved. We'd be too involved.
Yeah.
So that has a lot to do with his backlash. He's tough. He's been getting joked for a while anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, you said that he's a simp, so, yeah.
He is! Like, I believe him to, like, I don't need him, like, roughing Sierra up, man. I'm like, that's crazy, but I just need him to have a better balance. Who's a good example? Deval and Kadeem. Deval is very affectionate. He's very open about how he feels about Kadeem. But
he's a New York nigga.
But it's not even abrasively New Yorkish. Like, except when he's trying to be funny. But
it's just not the same.
Like, he just has a different aura. What's another couple? Janae and Big Sean. Like, they be turning me on. I can't really just watch them, but they're very detailed with their life. But I would be a unicorn for them, honey. But like when they are being very emotional and talking about their love for each other, like it's more of like a sensuality. It's not like a obsessed with her or I'm obsessed with him. It's like, okay, whoa, like stop talking because your wordplay is getting me going. But when Russell talks, like when Russell talks, like, okay.
I just think maybe he doesn't know the words to really articulate how he feels. We gonna just have to agree to disagree on this one. I am all for the Russell Wilson, and my girl Ashley thinks he's a simp. So
like I love that he loves her. I think it's cute, but I would prefer her to be like Big Sean. Like so, Janae had tweeted a tweet. It was just not that it shows how much toxic I am, but they both have been very open about their mental health. But anyway. So she had tweeted a tweet. So I had asked her, like, what is the thing you love about Big Sean? And so she responded and was like, damn, what she said, like, our long talks, cats, and how he makes me orgasm. And some other stuff, too. But that's what stuck out to me. And I'm just like, woo, chat. Woo, just how you worded that. Just had me like, okay, like, when are you going to give him a hall pass? Yeah.
So. Oh, my God. Okay. So do you think... Do past relationships with a certain type of person, or like man or woman, disqualify you from having a different type of person?
I think people thinking about me. Like, what I feel like, so I feel like when I got with Rob, I think a lot of people felt like, well, he told me. So when we first started dating, like, he got his little Hofax, Carfax, whatever you want to call it. And everyone was like, she's fucking crazy. Like, she's a basket. She's a hot, like, she's hot. Like, she gets mad quick. And she does people like the much. Like, that's what you're trying to do.
But so,
like,
based off his friends, you should have been disqualified from
that. Yeah. Like, you do that crazy bitch? Yeah, she's cute, but when she get mad, she can't fucking stop her. But I think people thought about me. Like, and for real, like the instances that they had, like people deserved it. I'm never gonna change my mind on that. But it should happen. But I think he just had like a lot of red flags. And I had the same thing for him. Shit, like I've been very clear with that. I thought he was a hoe. He would tell me the day he died that he wasn't, but he was. So I could honestly be like, nigga, bad. But I didn't. I gave him a chance. So I think that, yes. Some people, like, I've actually had people that I've dated, and when I was being my true self, they just couldn't, it was too much. But, or if they saw, or, like, we got to talking about our past or who we had been with, and then I would say that, and then it would be like, I've had people, when I was dating, they'd be like, okay, they all play a sport, and I'd be like, okay, what you want to say? I didn't know.
Like, I didn't go for the better of that. That kind of brings up the point where women are a lot more forgiving about a man's past than a man is forgiving about a woman's past.
Very true. Very true. Like, I used to get thrown in my face a lot. Like, I don't know these niggas play sports. Okay, I barely watch ESPN. So, I don't know. I don't pay attention to like that. Never have. Like, I have a son. I feel like I had a son for a lot of reasons, because there's a lot of shit with a man I just disregarded. And that is the biggest one. And when I would bring that up, they would be looking like I was crazy. Like, so that's the type of niggas you like, or that's what you're looking for, or being that I'm out on a team. Like, no, I don't care. Those just, they came to me. They just happened to play a sport. Like, I didn't fucking know. Like, what? So, yeah.
So do you think that there's anything that a person can do that would disqualify them from dating?
So like, I think, like, as long as you're like, okay, so say you're dating up, you're going with someone and they're better than what you've ever had. If you've done some shit, you'd be very clear, very upfront, like, very quickly. Because now, what can this make them disqualify you is if they don't know and they're bombarded and embarrassed. No one likes to be bombarded and embarrassed with information that they weren't privy to.
True.
So I feel like that. Like, it wouldn't be you being disqualified. Like, it would be just that you and that person have some issues.
Okay, so that kind of segues us into our next topic. As you guys have probably heard by this point, you know, our girl Kim K and Kanye are getting
a divorce. Yeah.
And so, technically at this point, she is a 3-time divorcee with 4 kids.
Mm-hmm. So they was married for 6 years, so it'll be 4 kids, yep. Yeah, 4 kids.
What is life after Kanye gonna look like for her? Like,
I feel like she's very business savvy. And I feel like their whole family is. But I think when I saw it, my worry was for him. Because if you think about their timeline, he was obsessed. Like, and it wasn't like a psychotic obsess. Like, he was just someone that when he met her, he got in her presence, he knew that was going to be his wife. He was that kind of man. Like, he dated other people, whatever. And he was just respectful of her relationship. Because I think when they met, she was there one at a time anyway. But he liked her. He just made her a friend. And I think for him, that is worrisome, especially someone that's been, he's been pretty clear about his bipolar disorder. And they seem, prior to recently, she seems to have been that peace and that understanding for him and what so have you. So my worry is, like, what are we going to see of him? Is this going to be like Kanye on the radio again with Trump supporting? Or is this going to be my personal favorite Kanye, Life of Pablo Kanye? So, that's my album, you know. So I'm wondering,
I feel like this is what he needs. Like, I never was with the whole Kim and Kanye together thing. Like, I honestly feel like their relationship was his demise. Like,
I can see that.
Yeah, things were cool in the beginning, but I think after he was in they bubble,
I think
it was too much for him. And so I think that this is what he needs. I think he's going to do just fine. I really do.
This sounds fucked up, but I'm just waiting for the music that comes out of this, because
you know it's gonna be amazing.
So yeah, like, he could never do the wrong in my eyes. I don't care, even when he be losing fucking shit, they be dragging him in there. I still be downloading it. I don't care, he never be canceled for me. But I'm just waiting for that. Whatever song is the next song that comes out, I'm gonna download it as soon as it drops. But I just can't wait to see, because we've seen her been divorced so many times, but there's never been kids involved. So right. I can't wait to see. She's been very open that they pretty much have a clear, concise agreement, and it wasn't no wavering. But okay. I'm more so concerned at being that she wants to be the primary parent. How is that going to work with him? Because Kanye is kind of like, over the years, even before he got with her, he was always the one that, like, we saw him when he had to be somewhere. If he ain't had to be anywhere, we weren't seeing him. If he ain't had the music out, we weren't seeing him. And with them, we only saw him as a dad, honestly, if he didn't have anything going on. So that's why I'm like, I wonder how his mental health would take a toll when they're getting into this new normal. Because he's so hands-on.
Yeah.
Like, some outlet was kind of pointing out before that actually was confirmed, that the kids had been in Wyoming forever, for months. Like, that was their way of trying to like kind of like get them used to being with him for a period of time and her for a period of time.
Gotcha.
But I don't know if he was receiving it that way. Like if he was receiving it like this is what she wants, like she's dead ass serious, she know my ass. Or if just we just doing our regular, we busy for these amount of bites because we got shit going on separately. So I just wonder how he's supposed to be.
Sounds like my baby father. It wasn't clicking to him that like I'm leaving them with you so that they can get used to spending this time with you. Like, I'm serious about what I said, and this is just the transition process for the kids. And so, yeah, I can see that.
Like, when I looked it up, I couldn't remember how many kids they had. So I looked it up. That was one of the, like, outlets was saying that he is, like, not doing well. Like, he is not taking it well, not this public, being that she's the one that filed. Now, typically, when we see couples divorce, they be spouting against each other, which I never fucking get. I don't understand. But it's like the telltale sign to let you know that like they both want it. Like it's amicable, I guess. So I think that's also a sign. That's also notable that he did not file back too. So that's like something to take note of. And maybe he just dragging his feet or he like, well, you gotta fuck about it's happening. Or that's his way of also showing that he don't want it. But he wants her happiness too. And when they filed, the first people I thought of was Love and Marriage. And I love that fucking show. And because that's a great example of someone fucking up. Yes, we love Kanye. We also like she created a lot of the shit he did, but he still did it.
Yeah.
So they're a great example of a couple where the man fucked up to the utmost level. And he is still having a hissy fit because she's done. So, like,
Mr. Ho is a narcissist. So, like, you know, they got a whole separate set of rules.
Like he genuinely is very accountable when he feels like it, when he's convenient. But will literally say, like, I did that, but so what? What do you mean you did that, but so what? Like, you're married. I don't care. For them, like, the recent episode that I watched, he was very perplexed and confused that she was like, this is my time. Why are you popping up? I want to see my kids. We are getting a divorce. The kids need routine.
Your time.
They need a routine. Is it your fucking time? You're confusing the hell out of them. They already keep telling us separately and together they went back together. So you popping up when I know I'm fucking done with your black ass is really confusing them. I don't give a fuck what you want. You should have been very mindful of that when you were cheating. Publicly. So like but he's showing like versus him just being remorseful and kind of like doing whatever it takes, he's being a jackass. So I'm just hoping that Kanye don't do that. Like once it settles in and it gets in underway, like we're gonna see him getting on TMZ like fuck the Kardashians, I was never down with him anyway. Like I just don't got time. You know, or him and Lamar like banding together and like having a reality show. Like I don't have time for
that. That might be really good though.
That's the only thing I'm not prepared for, but I think it'll be good. It's gonna be good. Like, bro,
life after the Kardashian win.
Like, that's what I'm like. I just pray like he doesn't take that route. Like, I hope he genuinely just does what he's done before and just put himself into his music. I would love to see how their children are. More so North, because she's like pretty much the oldest one that's been through everything with them. Everybody else kind of still kind of young. So I would love to see how it just works. What are they going to do? Like, how are they, because they're rich and they're celebrities, so everything is a business opportunity. So how are they going to monetize it? That's also what I want to see.
So what do you think dating is going to look like for Kim? Like, I don't think it's going to be happening anytime soon, but what do you think it's going to look like for her?
I can't wait for her next person will be. I don't think it'll be anyone in the music industry.
You don't?
Mm-hmm. I think he killed that, okay? He killed it. Shitted on it. She's fucking scared. You've had what?
You think it'll be another athlete? Or is she gonna go for a regular person like her mom?
So now that she's so involved in reform, I wouldn't be surprised if he's gonna be black. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's someone that's into that as well. Like someone that's retired whether he's like retired, he could be a retired athlete or someone that was in music or whatever, but I would not be surprised if it's like a commentator or correspondent that's into politically, like judicial reform.
Okay, and so this hypothetical person, if he says the same shit that Russell Wilson be saying about Kim Kardashian, about Sierra, about Kim K, with her new man being simp, being that she is a three-time divorcee with four kids.
He's still a simp. So what I always wanted for her, okay, so who I've always, honestly, who I always felt like she would do well with, not the person, but the type of energy, would be, because I'm trying to think of like a very sexy man, but that's like an LL Cool J. LL Cool J Method Man type energy. But I feel like what she needs, she's a lot. She may not be a lot as far as like vocally, but she's a lot in demands, which is a lot for a man. Men are very selfish. They're very needy. So to be what you be the needy one, then your wife is like, I need this, I need that, like, I need extra espresso, and I need that. You can't even do nothing regular with her ass. That's a lot in itself. So I feel like she just need like a little Method Man, or even a Iman, because Tiana Taylor, she's like Iman, really like, because he's very emotional too, but his emotional is a Big Sean level. And it's just me, it could honestly just be my preference too. Like Iman and Tiana is giving me Big Sean of Zane energy. Like when he expresses his love, it's like I'm reading a Zane book. When Russell does it, it's like I'm reading a Dr. Seuss book. And I get irritated. It's just like, okay, dude, get it. Roses are red, bottles are blue. Okay. Like let's break it down. Let's get it a little bit deeper. Okay. Get it a little bit more expressive. Let's get some explore. Like, I love that you love her, yes, but
she's Dr.
And I don't, and it's not that I hate him because I'm happy that she's happy, but I just feel like him would be better with someone like Method Man, but he's married, so it's not happening. Oh, who is married too, but those energies like that, that Big Sean, that even though he's actually kind of small, like frail wise, but I, you know, have read it, he's been confirmed to have a small, but. Yeah, she's like with that kind of energy. Like, that's gonna like read her. Because whoever she's with, it's gonna be like kind of rough on it because she got a big booty. I don't see a white man knowing how to handle that. But yeah, that's why Chris Humphries didn't last long because he couldn't handle that. That was just too much body, too much attitude. But and her family's a lot too. So I feel like a Method Man or.
So basically, a black man is not going to cower to her family.
An alpha type black man, someone. So that's why I really think, because all the older rappers that are like in her age back and are married, so that's why I don't think it'd be a rapper. So I consider that mother ass like a boxer, because that's the next category that I'll doing next. They ran through too, so it'll be somebody in the commentary, CNN-ish. I can see it.
Well, y'all know the MILF sisters got you covered. We'll be covering the story. You got you covered.
Yeah, because I was like, finally. Like, when I didn't feel bad. When I saw that, I was like, thank God. My boy was like, the album finally, like, yes, I could add that music and that, like, Pablo Ballad music. Really like that album.
I saw a tweet. I don't even remember what it said. It was from him, and I was like, Kanye's coming back.
Uh-huh. Like, I want my graduation energy. Like, I want, the graduation energy, like I want all of that. Like I want him to start hanging out with Jay-Z again. Like I'm just all for the Rockefeller days. I don't know. This,
yes, because literally, like he was the reason why they weren't really friends anymore.
Yes, because they didn't agree with her. They didn't see her intention or something like that. So yeah,
I think it'll work. Great things happening.
I think it'll work. I think he's gonna have his additional breakdown. He's gonna initially be emotionally fucked up, but once he comes back, he's gonna come back with a vengeance. And I don't think they're gonna have a bad blood. I think they just both realize they just don't need to do each other. What they had has gone away. Like they probably was forever. I could, now this could just be a real theory, but they haven't got them kids with all the energy to have this random ass kid back to back. Like it was a lot. And yeah. I think people really forget when you're bringing children into the world. We were talking about this last night at dinner because a friend that we had, like invited everybody doesn't have kids. So she was like, when is everybody having, like, she was just asking for having a child. And like one of the girls at the table was like, do you know how much body goes through after having a baby? No, like I just got used to this body. I don't want to start the process over again. Like, no, so I'm out. But that's true. Not only does the woman get a new body, I don't give a fuck how rich you are and what you can fix. You still are going to be like, I can't drink that no more. My stomach be bubbling down. Or I can't eat that. Like, don't sit right. I can't sit that way for too long. Or I can't, you know, like, whatever. I'm going to pee myself. Like, whatever it is. So, like, physically, you are not the same.
Massages are different from me now. Like, they get too close to my spine. Like, that shit fucking hurts. So, like, literally everything changes. Shit that you don't think would change.
Think
like,
about it. So, your relationship, and for them to have had multiple children, she was very high risk. Then you take it to a level where you're having surrogates. That's a whole extra person's emotion you got to consider for 9 months. On top of trying to fix your marriage. On top of trying to raise your kids. And be a business person on both ends. Yeah. So, I think more than what we saw contributed to that. But I think it's a lesson for a lot of people. Like, they were getting older. And I think that probably kind of fueled them wanting more children. But it's the pace.
Yeah.
It's the pace. And people have to realize you can't move at a pace just because others want that for you. Or you're looking at your time clock like, okay, I need to really stop, get a move on. Because if you ain't got the shit solved or fixed, it's still going to be there. Now you got it unsolved and you got 4 kids. But it's unsolved. So people just, their situation, we gonna joke them because I can only imagine her DMs look like. Somebody tweeted that. I can only say imagine what her DMs look like. But it's a lesson.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these couples going through these transitions are lessons. Like we be joking them because we're going to joke them. Like, I'm going to joke Russell and Sierra until the end of time. But they're a great example of her realizing her child's father was not good for her nor her child, and her realizing what she wanted in a man, putting it clear and being intentional and going for that and coming in her way. So we talked about a lot this episode. It was very, like I said, well, Tiffany definitely said it would be a TMZ shade review, and it really was. Also TV Guide-ish too. But this is really what's going on in the world right now. So yeah. So we definitely have to get to our playlist that I have been doing really well on. So thank you. Because
she really has.
So continue to download it. Continue to listen to it. The flames are up there. We are actually doing pretty well. The mix that's up is actually pretty
now.
So what are your songs?
All right, so I have 3 this week. Okay, so 2 of them go with the topic. I try to do that, and then 1 has just kind of been like on repeat for me this week. So the 2 that go with the topic are Cardi B, Be Careful, because like, nigga, if you don't be careful, like the level up will happen. Point blank. Then Vito, You Got It, because like, girl, you got it. Like, get your bag.
I love that song.
Bossed up, like,
level up. When I saw him, I was like, I expect him like that. I like the song.
Yeah, same. And then like, this has been on repeat. Sir, featuring Sabrina Claudio, That's Why I Love You.
Yeah, I like that song. Okay. So I kind of tried to do something similar. Like my songs were like, you know, I know they're gonna be a little rough around the edge. Can't fit on me, but so much step in me. But so I chose
you kill my fucking ass.
It's like, I mean, they're slow songs, but they're still gonna have a little thug in them, you know. But so I chose Big Crit, Lay Up. I like that song because even though Big Crit is a rapper, he do be giving me like, he be giving me the little melodic rap songs if you can like fuck me. So Lay Up. You gotta, you know, research them. But they're there. So yeah, I like Lay Up. Lay Up's really cute. It's just like I said, we're cute means a rough looking man that is expressing how he feels. And that is what he is. Then I have Russ featuring Lil Baby, Ugly. That's a good song too. Explaining like getting with somebody in there, ugly. Not ugly, but like ugly. Like, you're not what I fucking expected. at all. And yeah, so Paige, listen to that girl. I think he might give you some. And then I just like Russ because he's like, I don't know if he's white or black, but he's sick. And I love the little ponytail on top of his head. Then I have Quinn, French and Black, Mushroom Chocolate. So they're actually a couple. They have, that's who his child is with.
Okay.
I just like the song. The song's like 2 years old. I just love that song. It's really sexy, like really cute vibe. And it's both of them just saying how much they like each other. And okay. Talking about how sexy they like each other. And so yeah, being intentional and knowing that you want to be with your partner.
Wow.
Which is all dating up really boils down to. So, what do we have? Any tidbits we have to give the folks? Oh, I told them that I have to change the email. All right, so we have a confession before we close the episode out. So, first of all, I want to get better with YouTube. Blame my computer, not the YouTube. Anywho, Tiffany knows it's my third time trying to upload episode 2. But the email is now millennialmills@gmail.com because. Went to the login,
yeah, password.
You just wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. But email that.
And what we will do is we will post it on, we'll put it on the Instagram page and like post it in the story like periodically so you guys have it.
Yes. Definitely continue to DM us, comment, like, subscribe, rate, and like what Tyler says. Come, let me say, ring that bell on YouTube. So yeah.
Don't forget the thumbs up.
But yeah, continue to do all of that. We've done pretty good this season with our episodes, so continue to give us encouragement. Repost, share, tell a friend to tell a friend. Yeah, the concert is coming. We have guests coming. We have some pretty good topics. We will be back filming in person really soon. So back
and we're
to
working on
down.
Like photo shoots and all kinds of content for y'all. So just. Stay tuned.
So, this is another episode. Thank you for listening and bye.
Bye.